This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Amazon Pharmacy. To find out how you can get your meds delivered safely and securely to your door, keep on listening to this program. Coming up on episode number 1350. Yeah, 1350. That 50 is important because that's what we're doing. We're taking a trip back to 1971, this time not to look what was on the Billboard charts, but to look at the germination, the founding, the birth of so many great bands that formed in 1971. You hear covers of a lot of them, all this and more, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 11th. 2021. My name is Brian Abbott, and today on the show, we are going back into the time machine. It's like we're going back to witness creation, right? We're going back to see a bunch of guys sitting in a garage saying, dude, we should start a band. And all of the folks you're going to hear on the show did exactly that in 1971. 50 years ago, they decided, dude, we're going to start a band. And so we're going to listen to covers of all of those bands that started, that got their start. They formed in 1971. Why don't we start things off with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, two buddies, college buddies, even college buddies with Chevy Chase, who was originally with these guys, decided, hey, I think they were up in Annandale College, decided, hey, what do you think? Should we start a band? I said, yeah, and so they did. Steely Dan, let's go with a cover by the band Freelance from an all-tribute album that they did to Steely Dan called The Fagen-Becker Conspiracy. Came out in 2016. Here is Do It Again.
Morning, you go yawning for the man who stole your water. You times are hard and you're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, 'cause you know I'll be around. I'm a fool. Castle in its corner in a medieval game. I foresee terrible trouble, but I stay here just the same. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Johnny said, "Devil, won't you come on back if you ever want to try again? I done told run, boys, run. Devils in the house and rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, pick it out, go. Ready as you don't mind, no child, no.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay. And I'll shake you. Ooh. Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Ooh.
Turn me around.
That is one of those songs that no matter who is covering it, I just love it. It's so emotional and sweet and so well written. Big Star put that thing together back in the day, they formed in 1971. I can't remember when they recorded The Ballad of El Gudo, but that's that song right there. Covered there by Trip Shakespeare. If that voice sounds familiar, yeah, that's Dan Wilson, who is the lead vocalist for Semisonic, which was the band that kind of came from the ashes, rose from the ashes of Trip Shakespeare. Dan and his brother, Steve Wilson, I think. Oh, I'm totally going to get that wrong. Somebody's going to have my head for that. Dan Wilson and his brother formed Trip Shakespeare. And then when that broke up, Dan decided to form Semisonic. And there's this whole, track you can follow between Trip Shakespeare, Semisonic, and the New Standards, following the path of all these musicians from the Minnesota, Minneapolis area. Trip Shakespeare from their EP Volt with a cover of The Ballad of El Gudo, released, back in 2000s. Before that, you heard 13. That is from the soundtrack to Stargirl, which came out last year. Had a bunch of great covers on, including two versions of Big Star's 13. That one performed by Grace Vanderwall, the star of the show, and Graham Verscher. This is based on the movie, not on the CW TV show Stargirl, by the way. Devil Went Down to Georgia before that. Yeah, Charlie Daniels Band got their start in 1971 as well. The Go-Bos from the 2003 Worst Album Ever. That's the name of the album by the Go-Bos. I disagree. That's great stuff on there. Dirty Work by Husalonia, who has done some great cover albums. They released a cover, track-by-track cover of Billy Joel's Glass Houses back in the mid-2000s. I featured it on Coverville for a while as a place where people could download it because he didn't want to put it up on any of the regular sharing sites. He wanted Coverville fans to get a hold of it. But he's released a few things. You can find some things on Amazon. Not this one, though. Steely Dan Danielle is the name of this album. Came out in 2010. Covers of Steely Dan songs, as you might recognize. And Do It Again by the band Freelance, also from an all Steely Dan cover album called The Fagan-Becker Conspiracy, which came out in 2016. Do It Again. We will be back with a little bit more from a lot more from 1971 in just a minute. But before that, I want to talk to you about Amazon Pharmacy. They are the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. It's pretty easy to think about the convenience you get with Amazon. It's synonymous, right? You get stuff from Amazon, you go on their site, you order it, you get it delivered to your door. We've gotten kind of used to that this last couple of years with DoorDash and curbside pickup for our groceries and things like that. So you kind of want that with one other aspect of your life, which is medicine. Yes, Amazon Pharmacy is exactly what you need. Delivers medications right to your door securely and safely. You've already got the experience shopping on Amazon, so you know how convenient and easy to use their website is. You can even bypass that whole process and have your doctor give your prescriptions directly to Amazon for delivery. Cut yourself out of the middleman. Quit being involved in that if you don't want to be involved with that. I realized that music was kind of loud. It works with most insurance plans nationwide. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, then you get that same Prime free delivery, 2 days delivery of your pharmaceuticals. Get your medicine with the ease and comfort that you get everything else on Amazon with Amazon Pharmacy. Try it today. Here's what I want you to do as I start this song over because it's not quite long enough. I need to make an extended version of this. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it out, especially if you're an Amazon Prime member. You can save on prescription medication when not using insurance and get free 2-day delivery. Learn more at amazon.com/CovervilleRx. That's amazon.com/CovervilleRx. That's amazon.com/CovervilleRx. Try it today. Okay. Let's get back to the music here with another set of bands that came out in 19, or that began their work in 1971. Here's a band that that you're going to be hearing very shortly on Soundography. And if you are a TMS listener, you maybe heard me play one of these songs today on the show. This is Roxy Music, covered here by a brand new album, on a brand new album, by Pete Yorn. Pete Yorn, one of these great artists that did this, kind of broke through in the 90s, early 2000s with some alternative. Has a brand new album called Pete Yorn Sings the Classics. It tells you right there what it's all about. Here is Pete Yorn covering Roxy Music's More Than This.
Thank you. in the heart of the cold, cold city. He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. They said he was ruthless. They said he was crude. They had one thing in common. They were good in bed, she'd say. Fast, fast, the lights are turning red. We'll be right back.
Taking a Slow Ride After Life in the Fast Lane. Yeah, that's a Foghat Slow Ride. Surprisingly, the only cover of Foghat that I have. Nobody did Fool for the City. Surprising. Nobody's done a really good cover of Fool for the City. There's probably one out there. I didn't find it. Daddy Mac Orr with a cover of Slow Ride from 2006 covering Foghat. Great cover right there. Before that, Ann Wilson from a couple of years back, she released an album called Immortal, where she covered Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. Great version by her. She's been cranking out the great music lately. Some really, really good covers from Ann Wilson coming out as of late. Hotel California, did you stick through the whole thing, or did you fast forward? Oh, I hope you didn't fast forward. That's great stuff. The Moog Cookbook. These are a couple of guys, Roger Manning Jr. and company, putting together some great covers of both classic rock songs on this album called The Moog Cookbook Plays the Classic Rock Hits from 1997. And then they did a follow-up album where they covered more modern stuff, Green Day, Foo Fighters, or Nirvana, things like that. Incredible stuff from The Moog Cookbook. And that felt like they were just having some fun, deciding to play around with different styles of synthesizer music, and even threw in a little bit of Hot Butters popcorn for good measure. Same old scene before that from Cicada, that from the Ministry of Sound Uncovered album from 2007. And we start things off with Pete Yorn, another Roxy Music cover. More Than This, from his brand new album, Pete Yorn Sings the Classics. All right, so Roxy Music, Eagles, Foghat, three more of the class of 1971 bands. One last set of music, and this couple, I'm sure they got together long before, or joined forces long before they decided to call themselves a band. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. This is a song called Danny's Song.
People smile and tell me I'm a lucky one, and we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove. Come and see me, love. The sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. In the morning when I arrive, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Pisces, Virgo, rising is a very good sign. Strong and kind, and a little boy is mine. Yeah, we're gonna fly to the sun. Love her and she'll bring you luck. If you find she helps your mind, better take her home. Don't you live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. Here you go. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey.
Without me and you, it's makes me feel good now. It's like I told you, only the lonely can
I never possible, I know, to see you without stress, but I can see I'll have to go. I'm changing my address, mind to cry.
I can give
Beautiful song about the beauty of impermanence. That is Stuff and Nonsense, originally by Split Enz, a great Tim Finn song, sung by Tim Finn for Split Enz. That's covered there by Missy Higgins from the Split Enz Crowded House tribute album, She Will Have Her Way, where you find female-led bands and female artists doing covers of songs by Split Enz, the Finn Brothers, and Crowded House. Came out in 2005. There was a male companion version, too. Version released a couple years later that had male-fronted bands and male artists covering Split Enz. But that's as I learn ukulele, very slowly, but as I learn the ukulele, I've got a list of songs that I want to learn on the ukulele. That's one of them, although I won't do the Trekker key change about halfway through. I'll keep it in the same key all the way through, because that's a lot of work. Before that, Tina Arena, such a clear voice. I bet she's got perfect pitch. She sounds like she does. From her album of Songs and Love and Loss 2 from 2008, another Split Enz cover, I Hope I Never. As a matter of fact, another one that was a Tim Finn-fronted song, not a Neil Finn-fronted song. I Hope I Never, covered by Tina Arena back in 2008. Gilby Clark, with a cover of the New York Dolls' Trash. Yeah, the New York Dolls also formed in 1971. From his album Rubber from 2006, that's Gilby Clark and Trash. And the Robotanists. Just had a Motels cover story a little bit ago, so I tried to stay away from anything I used for that. From their album Souvenirs, the Robotanists covering the Motels' Only the Lonely from 2013. We start things off with Logan and Messina's Danny's Song, covered by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from their 1997 album, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Have a Ball. There you go. A lot of 1971 bands that maybe you didn't realize all started at the same time. I mean, thinking about the Eagles and Foghat and Split Enz and the Motels and Roxy Music all starting in 1971, all starting within a year of each other, seems kind of crazy, because some of those bands I put earlier or later, depending on when their hits were. Anyway, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Turn that down. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also visit the website, coverville.com. It's got everything you need. Past episodes, swag, a way to support the show, either by buying t-shirts or by buying or supporting via Patreon. Go to coverville.com to find out more about all that stuff. We'll be back on Friday, yes, tomorrow, with a Guess the Connection. And then, of course, next week for another episode of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.